Sunday Tama Talk.
Good morning and happy days, friends and listeners. Today, we bring you another engrossing Sunday Dharma Talk by renowned Venerable Phat Raja Janavisit. Venerable Phat Raja Janavisit, or as he is called by close laypersons, Long Ba, is one of Thailand's most revered meditation masters, Buddhist scholars, and educator. Now on his second term as National Coordinator of the Provincial Meditation Institutes of Thailand, he is also the deeply beloved abbot of Wat Luang Pho Sot, Thammakayaram, in Damnern Saduak District of Ratchaburi Province. Venerable Phat Raja Janavisit has received honorary doctorates from both Mahajulalongkorn Ratchavithyalaya University and Mahamakut University. Last year, he was also bestowed with the Gold Award for Outstanding Contribution to the Dissemination of Buddhism by the Parliamentary Committee on Religion, Arts, and Culture. I'm Sakrapan Iemakdun from Thailand, and I will be your moderator today. Good morning, Venerable Phat Raja Janavisit. Welcome back. This is our 52nd consecutive Sunday Dharma Talk. As we normally do, could you please briefly review for us last month's topic?
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and a warm welcome to you. Last time, our topic was the way of practice in Buddhism. The obligation of monks and novices is to study and practice the three trainings. The three trainings consist of training in higher morality or Atisila Sikha, training in higher mentality or Atikita Sikha, and training in higher wisdom or Adipanya Sikha. These are the main ways of practice for monks. The main ways of practice for lay people are 1. Refrain from bad or evil conduct. Buddhists avoid 10 unwholesome courses of action. They are bad conduct in the 3 bodily actions, 4 verbal action, and 3 mental action, as well as avoiding apayamukha or the road to ruin. 2. Do good. Buddhists practice 10 wholesome courses of action. They are good conduct in 3 bodily action, 4 verbal action, and 3 mental action. 3. Purifying the mind from defilements and hindrances to wisdom. Wisdom should be developed to realize the conditioned and unconditioned phenomena and to penetrate the 4 noble truths as they really are. The Buddhist ways of practice have the same ultimate goal, which is to achieve Nibbana, the supreme state of happiness, and the negation of all sufferings forever.
Thank you very much, Venerable Sir, for your concise summary. As promised last month, we will give our beloved listeners insightful details of virtues which support development of the right practice. Could you please explain these virtues?
Yes, I am happy to do so. The virtues that support development of right practice is, as discussed last month, are 4. Sammapadana, or effort. 4. Idibara, or basis for success. 4. Satipadana, or foundations of mindfulness. 5. Indriya, or controlling faculties. 5. Bala, or powers. And 7. Pujanka, or factors of enlightenment. Plus, the Noble Eightfold Path. Altogether, these are Bodhibhakya Dhamma, or 37 factors contributing to enlightenment. Based on the basket of the higher doctrine, or Abhidhamma Pitaka, Bodhibhakya Dhamma is actually 7 bojanga, or factors of enlightenment. Because when these 7 factors are well developed, other virtues arise automatically. So it would be best for our listener if I offer some explanation of the 7 bojanga. What are they? 1. Sati, or mindfulness. 2. Dhamma vijaya, or vipassana investigation, and identification of mental stimuli as wholesome or unwholesome. 3. Virya, or diligence. 4. Piti, which is rapture or joy. 5. Patsati, or tranquility. 6. Samadhi, or concentration. And 7. Upekha, or equanimity.
Thank you very much, Venerable Sir. Could you please expand on the 7 pochanka?
First of all, sati or mindfulness is frequently recalling and regaining phenomena or remembering without forgetfulness. It is the mindfulness faculty, satintariya, mindfulness power, satipala, that overcomes delusion. It is right mindfulness, samasati, or contemplation of bodies, feelings, minds, and phenomena, both inside and outside. It is effective, which leads enlightened wisdom due to applying mindfulness. It is also the factor of the path, makkha, and phenomena regarding the path. Second, Dhamma vijaya is wisdom or right understanding regarding the 3 ultimate characteristics and the right practice. The 3 ultimate characteristics of the lakkhana of conditioned phenomena, especially the conditioned living things, or upadinaka sankhara, such as 5 aggregates, are impermanent, suffering due to changeability, and finally non-self. For the right practice, it leads a practitioner to keener effort to achieve the noble path, noble fruits, and nibbana, which is the end of all suffering in the cycle of rebirths. Wisdom means keen knowledge, refined intelligence, dispassionate contemplation, pure insight, full awareness, and analytical skills. It includes the wisdom faculty, Panyinturiya, that investigates phenomena freely, wisdom powers, Panyapala, to overcome ignorance, the wisdom instrument, Panyasata, palace of wisdom, Panyapasata, to enable concise and clear sight, the light of wisdom, Panyaloko, radiance of wisdom, Panya Apaso, brilliance of wisdom, Panya Pachoto, and the crystallized wisdom, Panya Ratana. Dhamma Vijaya wisdom means the analysis of body, feelings, mind, and phenomena in order to penetrate conditioned and unconditioned phenomena, which is the key to right wisdom in the 4 Noble Truths. It leads to enlightened wisdom, which applies properly to for investigating and classifying phenomena. It is a Dhamma factor of the path or makkha. Third, sati and Dhamma vijaya encourages and sustains effort or virya. Virya is making the initial effort to escape from sensual lures with diligent meditation, firm intention, and valiant exertion. It means sustained perseverance, unflagging effort, as well as being responsible in one's duties. It includes viriyapala, sammavayama, and virintriya. These contribute to development of 10 perfections. It also includes the effort to discover truth, to gain enlightenment, and to stay on the path. Fourth, piti is joy, rapture, and bliss. It is cheerful and delightful. Piti stems from inner peace and wisdom of the pure mind. It is the overpowering ecstasy of being freed from the 5 hindrances. Piti is a factor which leads to enlightened wisdom. Fifth, patsati, or tranquility is the calm peacefulness derived when both the body and all four mental aggregates, feelings, perception, volition, and consciousness are completely at ease. It stems from wisdom and beauty. Vatsati is the factor which leads to enlightened wisdom of the Four Noble Truths. All these are Vatsati Sambhojanga. 6. Samadhi or concentration means to uphold or sustain. It refers to an established mind that does not struggle, sway, or move in the wrong way. It includes Samatha, concentration, Samadindriya, and establish independent mentality. Samadhi pala, establish concentration which overpowers the swaying mind, and samatha, samasamadhi or right concentration, master of jhanas. It also includes factor which leads to discovering truth, gaining enlightenment, and staying on the path. Finally, equanimity or upekha is the balance, neutral, even-minded concentration of the well-established mind, neither pulled towards pleasure nor repelled by displeasure. It regards the current state of mind with neutrality, neither attracted to hold on to it nor repelled to rush on to something else. It is a factor of enlightening wisdom.
I don't know what to say, only that this is very profound teaching. It proves that the heart of Buddhism is meditative practice, not philosophy. How should we develop our meditative practice?
This meditative practice needs to be developed. However, due to our limited time, I can only provide a brief explanation. The 7 Bodhicittas are contributing efforts, skills, and accomplishments that arise simultaneously in the present moment during proper concentration, samatha, and insight, vipassana, meditation, that is conducted in accordance with the 4 foundations of mindfulness, satipatthana. These factors jointly lead to realizing, seeing, knowing, and effectively eliminating ignorance or avijja, the root cause of suffering. They foster attainment of tamagaya, supernormal power apinya, and transcendental knowledge or avijja. When well developed, they enable penetration of the 4 Noble Truths, the 12 links of dependent origination, and ultimately nibbana. Briefly, these 7 bodhicittas arise automatically if one practices samatha vipassana meditation diligently. An individual can observe that the strength of each factor increases through the practice. Most importantly, samatha vipassana meditation is sustained by moral conduct or sila. So it is very important for all practitioners to observe at least 5 precepts.
This was very insightful details and one of the most profound teachings ever. What are the benefits that can be achieved through practice?
Of course, the benefit of Buddhist Dharma practice is to achieve the ultimate goal, which is Nibbana, the state of supreme happiness and the negation of all suffering forever. One then reviews and reflects upon one's current status, attainment, progress, remaining task, and current penetration of Nibbana. One examines path, fruit, abandoned defilements, remaining defilements, and Nibbana. Each of the 5 reflections are repeated at each of the 4 Noble Disciple levels, stream enterer Sotapanna, once returner Sakadagami, non-returner Anagami, and Arahant, the enlightened one. But for the Arahant, there are no examining the remaining defilements because one has abandoned all defilements or kilesa. Therefore, I encourage everyone to keep practicing samatha vipassana diligently. You will know by yourself that Dhamma practice will proclaim of Lord Buddha, give results without delay. Let's practice respectfully.
Thank you, Venerable Sir, for your very direct, powerful, and insightful, wonderful teaching. Perhaps next month you can give our listeners a discourse on samatha vipassana meditation. Now, could you please lead us in a few moments of meditation?
Let us begin by requesting the five precepts.
Mayang pante visung visung ratana kaya disaranena saha pancha sila niya jama tutiyampi mayang pante visung visung ratana thaya disaranena saha pancha sila niya jama tatiyampi mayang pante visung visung ratana thaya disaranena saha pancha sila niya jama
Namo tatsa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhatsa. Namo tatsa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhatsa. Namo tatsa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhatsa.
Namo tatsa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhatsa. Namo tatsa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhatsa. Namo tatsa Bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa.
Buddhang saranang gacchami.
Buddhang saranang gacchami.
Dhammang saranang gacchami.
Dhammang saranang gacchami.
Sanghang saranang gacchami.
Sanghang saranang gacchami.
Tutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami.
Tutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami.
Tutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami.
Tutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami.
Tutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami.
Tutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami.
Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami.
Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami.
Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami.
Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami.
Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami.
Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami.
Panatipata veeramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami.
Panatipata veeramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from destroying living creatures.
Atinatana veeramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami.
Atinatana veeramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from taking that which is not given.
Kamesu micchacara veeramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami.
Kamesu micchacara veeramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from unlawful sexual activity.
Musavata veeramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami.
Musavata veeramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from incorrect speech.
Sura meraya macchapamatthana veeramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami.
Sura meraya maccha pamatthana veeramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from intoxicating drinks and drugs, which leads to carelessness.
Imani pancha sikkhapadani silena sukhating yanti.
Sathu.
Silena bhoga sampada.
Sathu.
Silena nipputing yanti. Tatsama silang visothaye.
Sathu.
Prostrate three times to the Buddha statue, if available. Now, we begin meditation. We sit upright in a regular meditation posture, cross-legged, as seen in some Buddha images, with the right leg resting upon the left, the right hand rests on the left, palm turned upwards, with the right index finger just touching the left thumb. The body is straight, and the mind is fully alert. Take a deep breath and relax the body until you feel comfortable. Close your eyelids lightly. Do not press them. We use two aids, a mantra, Samma Arahant, and an object of visualization, a bright, clear, luminous sphere called the Aloka Kasinya, or light object. Using these aids, we draw the mind inward to the center of the body, and the mind components of vision, memory, thought, and awareness come together into oneness. Imagine a bright, clear, luminous sphere located at the center of the body, 2 inches or 5 centimeters above the navel. Raise your mind inside the sphere and repeat Samma Arahant, Samma Arahant, Samma Arahant continually and mindfully. Look for the pinpoint of the bright light at the center of the center. Focus your mind there. Stop still. When the mind stops peacefully, still at the center of the center expands itself and becomes a new sphere. Place your mind gently inside the new sphere. Look for the pinpoint of the bright light at the center of the center. Place your mind there. Stop still. Eventually, a bright, clear sphere will arise. This is the Dhamma sphere. Do not be overjoyed. Keep your mind calm in equanimity. Hold the mind still and stop repeating Samma Arahant. Just concentrate at the center of the Dhamma sphere. This is your own nucleus which gives rise to this body and this mind. You choose experience greatest happiness you have ever known, not happiness based on an external object, but happiness arising from within due to being fully pure from the 5 hindrances. Now, let us take a moment to apply our calm concentration to contemplating the body as it really is. Take one hair from the top of your head. Bring it in to the center of the sphere at the center of the body. Examine it as if under a microscope. See the root of the hair. See how dirty they are, all covered with grease. Can you smell it? This is the real nature of the hair that we fuss over and prize so much. From now on, let us contemplate to see that the hair is subject to change. For example, from black to gray, which means anicchang, and then it falls out, becomes impermanent, and cause suffering or dukkhang. Finally, it scatters and no longer belongs to you or anybody else, anatta. Practice contemplating this back and forth to create the right wisdom that all compound things such as hair on the head and hair on the body, finger and toenails, the teeth in the mouth, and skin are all impure, subject to change or anicchang, impermanent to come, and ultimately become non-self or anatta. This is an efficient method to develop the right wisdom to see compound things as they really are. This right wisdom helps to reduce sensual desire and attachment. Continue meditating as before, by stopping still at the center of the center of the Dhamma sphere. When the concentration is just right, sphere after sphere pops up by itself from the center, each one inside the previous one. The spheres of sila, or moral behavior, samadhi, or concentration, panya, or wisdom, vimutti, or transcendence, and vimuttijan tasana, or insight, appear one after the next. Enter each sphere successively and focus your mind still at the pinpoint of bright light or hollow spot at the center. When the mind stops still, a new sphere emerges. When you reach the inside sphere, you continue in the same way. stopping still at the center again. The center expands itself, but this time, instead of a new sphere, you see your own refined human body, sitting cross-legged in meditation position, facing the same direction as you are facing. Don't be startled. Just keep observing. It looks very much like yourself. It has your own face, but it is brighter, purer, and more radiant. It may even be crystal clear. Take your time to make the body and its pedestal bright and clear. When you feel comfortable with the refined human body, place your mind gently inside the refined human body. Expand to feel the whole body. Feel the body from the inside. Feel the arms, feel the legs, feel the head, feel the toes. Say to yourself, I am the refined human body. I have become the refined human body. I have the refined human mentality. When you feel comfortable inside the refined human body, place your mind gently inside the sphere at the center of the refined human body. Focus on the pinpoint of the bright light at the center of the center. The center expands itself, and you see your celestial body. For those who reach this state of mind, go on with the same procedure. As larger and larger, more and more radiant, bodies appear, become each more refined body, one by one, until you reach Dhammakaya. Dhammakaya looks like a transparent Buddha statue, very radiant, very pure. The Buddha statue, sitting cross-legged, is about 9 meters in height and width. Become Dhammakaya fully, right way. And now let us share all of the merits that we have made in this meditation and previously. Together with all of our loving kindness, with all beings everywhere throughout the universe, we share with our parents, our grandparents, our family, our teachers and our friends. We share with our king and our queen and the whole royal family. May Lord Buddha bless all of us to lead a peacefully happy life, free from suffering, free from problems, and free from enmity. And may this meditation help to bring us closer to transcendence and Nirvana. And now we come slowly out of meditation and open the eyes.
Thank you very much, Dr. Pratrajan Visit. We reverently appreciate your excellent meditation instruction.
May Lord Buddha bless all of you. We would like to invite you all to join us for meditation at Wat Luang Phosphat any Sunday. Our bus leaves from Watsakate, the Golden Mount Temple, at 7 o'clock every Sunday morning. I lead morning chanting and meditation for all, beginning at 9:30, and Prabhat conducts an afternoon meditation session in English from 12 to 2 p.m. Please come join us. For details, please see our English website at www.meditationpark.org and www.dhammacenter.org or our Thai website at dhammakaya.org.
Sunday Tama Talk.